He took factory jobs and minor civil service positions and eventually became a bouncer in a bar on Long Island, which was his principal occupation through much of his adult years. Through it all, he continued to read deeply in philosophy, mathematics, and physics as he worked on a sprawling treatise he calls the CTMU, the Cognitive Theoretical Model of the Universe. But without academic credentials, he despairs of ever getting published in a scholarly journal. "I'm a guy who has a year and a half of college," he says with a shrug. And at some point this will come to the attention of the editor, as he's going to take the paper and send it off to the referees, and these referees are going to try and look me up, and they're not going to find me. And they're going to say, "This guy has a year and a half of college. How can he know what he's talking about?" It is a heartbreaking story. At one point I asked Langan whether he would take a job at Harvard University, hypothetically, were it offered to him. "Well, that's a difficult question," he replied. "Obviously, as a full professor at Harvard, I would count. My ideas would have weight, and I could use my position, my affiliation at Harvard, to promote my ideas. An institution like that is a great source of intellectual energy, and if I were at a place like that, I could absorb the vibration in the air." It was suddenly clear how lonely his life had been. Here he was, a man with an insatiable appetite for learning, forced for much of his adult life to live in intellectual isolation. "I even noticed that kind of intellectual energy in the year and a half I was in college," he said, almost wistfully. "Ideas are in the air constantly. It's such a stimulating place to be." "On the other hand," he went on, "Harvard is basically a glorified corporation, operating with a profit incentive. That's what makes it tick. It has an endowment in the billions of dollars. The people running it are not necessarily searching for truth and knowledge. They want to be big shots. And when you accept a paycheck from those people, it is going to come down to what you want to do and what you feel is right versus what the man says you can do to receive another paycheck. When you're there, they got a thumb right on you. They're out to make sure you don't step out of line.